We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour here. I'm going to go back into the vault here because I didn't realize just mentioning what the texter was texting in the last segment about Aaron Rodgers, you know, and the Dolphins should get him. And I was saying, yeah, break the bank. I'm good with that. It's fairly split on the text. There's a ton of texts that have come in. One dude, you know, R-O-F-L-M-L-M-F-A-O. F.A.O. Schwartz.
Huh?
It's a joke for people my age. Anybody remember F.A.O. Schwartz? No?
That was the toy store in Home Alone or something.
In Big.
Was it Big? Yeah. Never been there, so yes. Yeah,
somebody texts in R.O.F.L. One first, 2 seconds, and Tua, that's it. And I was saying 3 firsts, 3 seconds, Tua, and a defensive starter. And it goes the gamut. It really runs the gamut. But somebody says, are you guys smoking crack? But somebody texts in, and I like this one. It says, better question is, would you cut off your pinky toe for Aaron Rodgers? And that reminds us of a game we used to play back when I was hosting Afternoon Drive with Zach Krantz and Howard Schnellenberger. The late Howard Schnellenberger was the voice of our show. We did a game show called that just so I could get Schnellenberger to do this introduction.
It's time for the game show that everyone loves. Would you cut off your pinky toe?
So let's play. Crowder, Dolphins don't have to give up anything. They get Aaron Rodgers if you cut off your pinky toe.
No.
No.
No. I didn't play this game. Like, is it surgically removed while I'm asleep, or you're just chopping it off with a butt, you know, with a kitchen knife?
Well, there's very little feeling in your pinky toe, I don't think. I mean, certainly if you were to chop it off with no anesthetic. I'm going to call it a local anesthetic. You won't feel anything. But when it's all over, you know, you'll take a couple Tylenol for the next couple of days. Tylenol with codeine. I know you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your pinky toe is gone forever. Would you cut off your pinky toe? And if you do, the Dolphins get Aaron Rodgers.
My mind is telling me no, but my body. I can't. To be honest, bro, no, I'm not cutting off my pinky toe for any free agent acquisition or trade. I can't do it.
Alejandro Solana, would you cut off your pinky toe to get Aaron Rodgers to the Dolphins?
Does it guarantee a Super Bowl ring? Does Aaron Rodgers guarantee a Super Bowl ring?
Unless you believe that it does. I mean, but all it guarantees is that Aaron Rodgers is coming to play quarterback for the Dolphins.
I'm in. I'm cutting off my pinky toe.
I'm being honest. You will cut off your pinky toe.
I will cut off my pinky toe for Aaron Rodgers. That's how desperate I am for a Dolphins Super Bowl. I'm cutting off my pinky toe.
Steven, would you cut off your pinky toe to get Aaron Rodgers to the Dolphins?
Man, I love Aaron Rodgers, but I also hate stubbing my pinky toe, so yeah, I'd give it up.
Yeah.
You may lose some balance, though, Steven. Like, I don't know how well, like, I don't know how much a pinky toe means to balance, just so you know.
I don't need balance if I got a Super Bowl ring.
Okay, the Super Bowl ring will balance you out. Perfect.
Yeah.
I, I have a, you know, I would love to see Aaron Rodgers with the Dolphins, but man, I have a difficult time giving up a body part, even if it's a useless body part like a pinky toe. I don't know if I could.
You have to live
the
next.
On that.
You
right.
have to live the next 40, 50 years, fellas, without a pinky toe. Aaron Rodgers is going to retire in six.
Sorry. Like,
right, and I also have to explain to my wife why this would be so important to me. Like, yeah I know I'm going to be deformed from now on, but
And y'all love the Hawkmans. Love to go to the beach.
We do love going to the beach.
You're
going to
walk around
it's
the
whole
beach.
Thing.
Nine toe mark. Like, they're going to have names for you. They're going to tease you.
And then, you know, because we do a radio show, wherever I go, people are going to ask to see my foot now. Kind of like the way they do with yours, because you've got the butt foot.
I would get it. I would get my other foot butted, but I would cut off my pinky toe.
Play the intro to this game show one more time, Solana. I just want to hear Howard Schnellenberger say that. It brings back warm feelings to my heart.
It's time for the game show that everyone loves. Would you cut off your pinky toe?
When we brought him that, it's when he realized he made a mistake agreeing to be the voice of our show.
That's why I wrote all over your shirt. He was hot. Come here.
It ruined this fool's shirt. All right, go ahead. Play the 305 alarm, Solana, and then let's get headlines.
Forgot about the 305 alarm.
What?
It's a 305.
Dolly. He got so excited about Aaron Rodgers. Totally forgot about the 305.
I was Googling pinky toe prosthetics.
Would there be a prosthetic for just a pinky toe? I bet there's not.
I think there is. I think it's possible.
Really?
Yeah.
They put little stuff in your shoe to even out your balance. I've seen something weird late night.
Oh, that would make sense. That would make sense, yeah. All right, let's get headlines. We'll play that again as time goes on.
I think they
Solana's been lobbying to play that game for like 2 weeks now.
They can take some fat from your butt, like how they did for you, Crowder, and then they can create a pinky toe, like a false pinky toe.
Well, they didn't
toe.
Take fat from Crowder's butt. They took skin. People don't know this. Crowder burned his foot when he was a kid, and so the skin graft, they used skin from his ass. And so now it's a better story that way.
So you say it's so aggressive.
It's such a better story.
You say ass like Dada 5000 says triangle. His ass.
Yes. Rick and Davey texts in, hell yes I would. We know Rick. So they took skin off Crowder's ass and they put it on his foot as a skin graft. But the skin, because it's got ass DNA, grows like, you know, ass hair.
Yeah.
And so
on one side though, the
and
side
it's discolored.
Close to the crack.
It's discolored.
Yeah.
It's really vile and disgusting. It's really, there's nothing that I could do to prepare you for the sight of Crowder's ass foot.
It's not. We've sent a picture. You know what? Until this cut, we're going to keep Pooter play this game. To this cut off a pinky toe conversation, when I was younger, like teen age, I was insecure about my ass foot. Because if somebody sees a patch of skin on your foot with long black hairs hanging out of it, they're like, what is that? And now I have to describe it to Sydney or Joy, my high school girlfriends. Like, I had to explain it to them what this was on my foot. So now when you're out with no shoes on, flip-flops at the beach, people are going to ask you, man, what happened to your toe? And now you have to say, I cut it off to get a Dolphin quarterback.
Right,
It's not going to roll off as easy as you think it is.
It's too much already. It's too What? You what? You cut off your toe for what? Overwhelmed guy would just come up.
Yes.
What?
We could keep playing it. Y'all gonna have to come up with some real in-depth stuff for me to cut my
money,
damn toe off.
Money, you would do it. I mean, money, you would do it.
Oh yeah,
without
how much?
Question, right? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would it be? Cut off your pinky toe.
$5 million. You got me.
Yeah, I'm with that.
$5 million?
How much to cut it off? How much to cut it off with no anesthesia?
Hell, $5 million. If I'm going to lose this thing. Cash too, untaxed. Cash in a briefcase.
Cash money.
Hawk, you can have a dog gnaw it off for $5 million. I'll just give me a towel to bite, and I'll let it happen.
See if Jimmy will come in and gnaw off Crowder's toe for half. All right, let's get headlines here. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The Heat, they lose 127 to 113 to Dallas. Luka Doncic, he's good. That was my takeaway from yesterday. Tim Hardaway Jr., he had 36.
Heat stunk. Luka Doncic, good.
Yeah. Heat without Jimmy Butler, not good.
No.
People want to know on the text machine, do you ever have to wipe your foot?
I have to shave the patch.
Somebody texts in, you guys would be heroes, though. They'd parade you down Biscayne Boulevard. There'd be statues of you and your toe all around Miami.
And then I would have to show off an already insecure foot without a toe. Yeah,
but all of a sudden that foot becomes heroic. Instead of gross, it's heroic.
It can be both, though, Hawk. They'll be like, yay, you see that?
Somebody said you wouldn't have to pay for a drink in town the rest of your life.
Hey, now, you tell me I'm a funky Buddha? I can get a year, you know what, a lifetime supply of Hop Gun, I'll cut my toe off.
Text in, 786-360-0790. If Funky Buddha came out with a beer called Ass Foot, would you buy it? 786-360-0790. If we could talk Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha Brewery into making Ass Foot beer, would you buy it, and what would you want it to taste like? 786-360-0790. All right, go ahead with the headline, Solana.
Would you prefer for it to taste like ass or foot?
Well, me, I was thinking more like something hoppy. I didn't really, like, I just wanted to give it that name,
You think we're speaking of the flavors with ass and foot?
I was hoping it would taste like maple syrup or something. I know that wasn't really, the hell's wrong with you?
See where his mind goes,
The Heat, they'll play the Timberwolves Friday, 8 p.m. here in Miami.
All right.
The Marlins, they beat the Diamondbacks 9-3 yesterday. It's a good win for the Fish. Game two of that three-game series is today, 6:40 p.m. start time from Lone Depot Park. I told you that Pablo Lopez was starting today for the Fish. He's been pushed till tomorrow. So today, Ross Detweiler will start for the Fish.
Somebody texts in, you guys should watch My Feet Are Killing Me on TLC. There's plenty of pinky stuff on that shelf. I've watched that show before. That show is disgusting.
That's why I saw the prosthetics, the shoe prosthetics.
That is the most disgusting television show I have ever watched.
And the people have spouses.
Oh, it's how could you imagine getting into bed every night with someone who has, when I say fungus on their foot, I am talking about 7 pounds of fungus. On their foot, and then they go in to drill this stuff off on the show. My God.
Yeah, we'd have a bed separator. Don't even touch me. Your little foot sneaks, your little club foot sneaks over here by me. Divorce.
Right now in the UEFA Champions League semifinal, the second leg, winner plays Manchester City in the final on May 29th. Chelsea, Real Madrid. We're 12 minutes into action here in the first half. 0-0 scoreline.
All right.
My wife right now tells me don't touch my feet with your feet.
Totally understand.
I like to play footsie, though. I enjoy footsie.
Yeah, but you're playing assy.
Oh, like Greg Williams.
Touchy,
I want to play touchy, touchy. On the assy. My wife, Asia, gets hot when I touch my feet on her. I don't know why.
But everybody's touchy, touchy, touchy feel on his assy.
Right. That's what Asia's thinking.
I like to rub that hair on a calf. Come on over here, baby.
How are we going to talk about White Castle next?
Well, White Castle, that cleans your palate.
Yeah, there you go. All right, what else, Solana?
Finally, guys, a massive Chinese rocket is expected to make an uncontrolled reentry to Earth this week. And experts have no clue yet where its remains will land. So this is just a warning for everybody. Be careful.
Well, I was thinking about that. I saw that article a couple days ago, and I was thinking about this. Like, how about you go a year and a half, you don't leave your house because of COVID, and then you do all the things right, you social distance, you wear the mask, and blah, 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 and you finally go, you know what? I am finally going out today. You walk outside, bonk, right on your head, Chinese rocket, you're dead.
You need to live better. You were doing something wrong in that quarantine, man.
I mean, you did everything right. You followed all the rules, stayed inside, walk outside, bonk, you're gone.
Chinese rocket.
Right, China. Like the old guy used to say it, China. The China virus, the China rocket, China. Bonk. Bonk is always funny. Bonk.
It's like when you see the videos of a person walking down the street and a car tire flips off the car and hits them in the chest. Like, I really in my heart think that they couldn't be living that good. They had to be manipulating something.
You think it was a sign?
Yeah, it's a sign. A car tire flips off a car and busts you in the chest. You're not living right, man.
And it's awful, awful. I mean, it's an awful thing. But would it be made easier if the sound it made was bonk? I think it would.
Maybe afterwards, a couple months later.
A couple years. Yeah. All right, anything else, Solana?
I think we pretty much covered everything there with a massive Chinese rocket. Your weather right now in South Florida.
Oh, finally can go outside. I've got vaccinated. I mean, oh, I have been waiting for so long. It is so nice out. Bonk! You're dead.
Bonk! You think this? There's no chance that's the noise it makes. No chance. Bonk!
Right now, clear skies outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, I am dying listening to you guys. Please come to my office, Crowder. I can fix your feet. I'm the chief of podiatry at Mount Sinai. I can save your marriage.
I don't need no Sinai. I have a patch of skin on my foot with butt hair on it. That's not divorceable.
I can help you.
What's he going to do, shave it? I shave it myself.
Imagine, your wife gets into bed, she just took a shower, she's feeling good. Bonk! Ass foot.
That's how my wife hears it whenever she feels that toe toucher. Bonk! Channing, don't. Channing, baby, no. Don't put your feet over here.
White Castle, so they opened the first Florida location since the 1960s on Monday, and during our show, we were fascinated because we were seeing live pictures of a six-hour traffic jam to get sliders at White Castle. So Austin Fuller, he's a business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, he wrote about the White Castle opening, and I was reading it, so I asked him to come on with us and tell us what exactly is going on up there. So he's going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some sliders. We will segue away from whatever happened this segment and talk some food.
Well, we're talking about food. I got to tell you about the best food in South Florida is at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. Delicious food. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, all the crustaceans, all the crabs. Just get to Delaware. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Now, all I just rattled off is still about 20% of their entire menu. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want, and when you know what you want, call them in advance and they'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. If you don't want to get out the car, you don't even have to turn your car off. They'll bring it out to your car, curbside delivery. If you want to go inside, go inside. Wear your mask. I'm in there hour and a half every time, talking to the friendly staff. I like to pick out my lamb chops. I like to pick out my steaks, my fillets, my mahi fillets. I like to pick out which ones I want. But either way, you're going to get delicious food at a great price. And right now, some of the prices are amazing. Chicken breasts halves, boneless and skinless, are really only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breasts, $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, only $12.99 a pound. Boston scrod fillets, $14.99 a pound. And if you don't feel like cooking, check out the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, $10.99. Without pasta, $8.99. It is big. It is filling. It is off the chain. Heat and serve. You can't beat it. Look like a star in front of anybody. Go get the chicken parmesan. Heat it up. Put it on a plate. They'll think you cooked it. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll talk a little White Castle. White Castle fries only come in one size. We'll talk about that next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Hock and Crowder.
Austin Fuller is a business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, and he covers restaurants, among other things. And he wrote about the success of the grand opening of the White Castle in Orlando on Monday. And so, Austin, just to kind of bring you up to speed, Crowder and I have been fascinated by this. I love like food places, like, but I'm not like a hoity-toity eater. I like, you know, Whataburger. Crowder and I were in Dallas to do a fight, and I had never been to Whataburger. If I go to Vegas or L.A., I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger because we can't get it here. So I like pop culture food stuff. And we have been fascinated since Monday by the lines around, I mean, for miles to get to this White Castle, which is gigantic in Orlando. It opened on Monday. So I guess I'll start here. Did it surprise you, the grand opening for White Castle and six-hour lines and traffic backed up for miles?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And when I was out there Monday, you know, there were at least 100 people actually standing there before the 8 a.m. Opening in line. And then the drive-through, you know, was stretching on the nearby road beyond what I could see. I couldn't see where it ended from the restaurant. But we knew people were going to be excited. We knew people were going to, you know, want to come out because a couple months ago, actually, they opened a ghost kitchen here, which is, you know, a restaurant kitchen where you can't eat there. There's no dining room. And they had to close it down because they couldn't keep up with how much demand there was. So we knew people were excited for this to open.
And does that happen all the time? You brought up Ghost Kitchen, but like, is it Orlando thing? Like every time a new place opens, or is it just certain, you know, Ghost Kitchen, you know, White Castle is, or is it just Orlando? They get excited about new food.
In terms of demand, I do think there is a lot of excitement when something new comes to town or something like White Castle, where people who might have moved here from outside of the area have a connection to it. But I will say, I mean, that drive-through was, you know, pretty surprisingly long. And I think the latest example of that is White Castle tweeted out last night that you have to be in line by 10 p.m., even though the restaurant closes at 1 a.m.
Oh, my God. So there's still a three-hour line if you get it? Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah, they
so
posted that on Twitter about 23 hours ago. So,
were you able to get sliders on Monday? So you went there to cover it, and you're the media. Were you able to get sliders, or you just kind of walked around and watched everybody?
Right. I was there to mostly to talk to the customers. So I myself didn't, you know, eat and sit down, but I was – you know, I talked to some people who did. I talked to the person who got there at 3:30 a.m. To be one of the first people in, and you know, she took that. She was from New York. She used to work at White Castle as a teenager, and she took that first bite, and she told me she literally had chills because it brought her home. So a lot of people were there and excited.
Wow, it's like an emotional connection, because Crowder and I have this argument all the time, because I'm originally from Chicago, and so for me, like when I go back to Chicago, deep dish pizza, like it makes me feel a certain way. Like I don't, but I would never in a million years wait 6 hours for any location. And I certainly wouldn't line up early in the morning to be the first one. First of all, I would think that it doesn't even get, like, I want the grill to be fired up and working for a while. Like, I never get to Pollo Tropical, like, when they open at 11 a.m. I need some more action on the grill. I don't want to be the first chicken guy there in the morning. Well, so is it just as popular today? I mean, obviously you read us the tweet, but is it just as popular today? Do you know? Like, I mean, could you roll up, get a few sliders and roll out, or do you have to, you know, set aside 3 or 4 hours?
I have not checked out there today, but, you know, I mentioned 3:30 a.m. for the person I talked to, but there were people who got there even earlier the night before after, say, 8 p.m. When it was, again, opening at 8 a.m. So people were there all night.
Man, it's crazy to think about that during the pandemic. Do you think this was affected? Maybe positive. Maybe people right. Been in their houses and stuff, and now they want to go out and try something new. How do you think the pandemic's affecting this new restaurant opening in Orlando?
That's a good question. I would wonder if it meant more people were lined up in the drive-through instead of, you know, standing in line. Because like I said, when I got there for the opening around 8 a.m., there were probably more than 100 people standing in line, but that drive-through line, like I said, I couldn't see the end of it. So I'm curious. I mean, I think that would be a good question is were more people choosing the drive-through because of that?
And really, I think you also have to ask yourself, Crowder, what is more dangerous at this point, the virus or, you know, a bunch of sliders? I mean, they both can wreak havoc on your body in different ways. Austin Fuller is a business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. We have been fascinated, the grand opening of this White Castle. I'm almost tempted to drive there. Again, I grew up in Chicago, so I've had White Castle, but I haven't had it in years. So everybody was happy with it? Like all the people that you talked to, the customers, they were all happy with the way everything tasted and the way everything looked?
Yeah, and you'll be happy to know that they're opening, if you're from Chicago, they're opening a Portillo's right nearby as well in the same development.
Really?
Like I said,
God. Yeah. Now I've got a reason to, because I was in Tampa visiting colleges with my son, and there's a Portillo's in Tampa, and I would drive there just for Portillo's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's Portillo's in Tampa, but this will be the first one here in Orlando. So be curious to see the turnout for that as well. And like I said, the people I followed, she was very happy with it. She said it brought her home. So it was how she remembered it.
Man, I was thinking, like, if you have a plaza with White Castle and Portillo's, is it possible that that plaza would be more popular than, say, Epcot?
Well, it is fairly close to Disney. It is a new development and, you know, two new to the market restaurants.
Hey, Austin, are you weirded out how Hawk talks about this food? Because you're not he's a food guy. You're a businessman. Like, you cover business. Are you weirded out how he talks about food like women?
I'll leave that to you, too. To figure out.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's emotional to me. I mean, obviously, I'm not the only one. There's 6-hour wait to get these sliders at White Castle. Have you ever had White Castle, Austin?
I think there is a lot of nostalgia for these brands from people who are outside of the Orlando market. I remember, you know, a few years ago when Wawa was opening the convenience store, and people from up there were very excited for that as well. I'm from Central Florida, so I did not grow up with White Castle.
So you've never had it?
Yeah, no, like I said, I was out there primarily to talk Monday, so I haven't had a chance yet to try the
slider. Will you go back when it settles down? Do you think you'll go back and get it? Like, did you get the fever?
You know, maybe when the lines aren't quite as long.
Yeah, fair enough. I would probably wait. Yeah, the fever for a slider at the fever for the slider at the
ridiculous.
At White Castle. My wife is from Philadelphia, and man, when they opened Wawa down here, I mean it was like a celebration. I'm telling you, Crowder, you're wrong on this stuff. Like, people have these regional food places, and when they open in your area, just go look at the White Castle right now. All right, Austin Fuller, you can read his work in the Orlando Sentinel, White Castle, and I think he broke some news here, Portillo's in the same plaza. Talk about it, Austin. I'm excited about that. Have you ever had Portillo's, Austin?
No, I haven't. I've been to Chicago and I've had Chicago dogs, so I'm interested in trying it too. We don't have an opening date yet for that one.
Oh, the best. Portillo's is so good. Oh, you made my day. You have a an idea? Like, did you see that there was construction? Were there some bricks laid?
Oh, I think it will be soon. They actually had some opening dates released earlier. They've had to push it back. So it looks like it's up, but we just don't have the exact opening date yet for when it's going to open those doors.
We are road tripping, dude. We are road tripping. This is going to supplant Vegas as my new destination.
I'll drive up because once I eat all this food, I'm going to go to sleep. So I would drive up. You got to drive back.
Austin Fuller from the Orlando Sentinel. Thank you for making time for us, Austin. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you go, Austin Fuller. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. White Castle and Portillo's in the same plaza? Come on. Could this day get any better? Who cares that Bam stunk it up last night? Look at what we just found out.
You said road trip. I was thinking you're going to look into real estate. I was thinking you're just going to hit it.
I'm gonna build an apartment in that plaza. Sir, I'm not certain this is zoned residential. I don't care. I dare you to try to move me.
Hey, post up.
Oh, I love that. That was great. Oh, yeah. How exciting. Wait till I tell my wife. All right. 4 o'clock hour is about 20 minutes away, and we're going to talk about something else that's wildly interesting in my mind. If you think White Castle is interesting, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about those slap fights that you see online, those Russian slap fights. Mike Vasquez, the owner of BYB Extreme, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
For over 42 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're going to be safe now. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And the special financing offers right now through Y Green will blow your mind. Now, when somebody tells me, when Donnie the owner told me they've been on top for over 42 years, I had to ask him how. You know, down in South Florida, this kind of market, and you're the best for 42 years. How do you do it? What's the secret? Donnie said it's easy. We hire the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the most top-notch material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, whatever you got up there, they're going to bring the best material, and those highly skilled workers are going to install it, and that's how you stay on top for over 40 years. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they promise us as customers, and yes, us. I'm a proud customer of J&K Roofing. Quality, service, safety, and health is what we want, and that's what they're going to give us. And if you just moved down here, if you've been down here, you notice. If you just moved down, let me tell you, you do not want to have roofing issues down here. Those storms come in. The summer rains are going to come. Hurricane season around the corner. That's why you have to have J&K Roofing. Give them a call today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, call J&K Roofing, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
Oh, great text. I should have said hamburger at the end of every question. Man, I whiffed on that one. I totally whiffed on that one. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Hock and Crowder.
Because this first hour and 45 minutes of today's show has been a roller coaster of emotion. Here are some of the texts. Buttfoot talk to sliders to slap fights. That's how you program a show. Someone email that to Len. Email that to Len. We're doing it. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, because there's no Panthers or Heat tonight and there's no Panthers or Heat tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to do a special best of program. You're going to hear some stuff that we want you to hear again. So tomorrow we're going to have fun for 4 hours. 4 hours nonstop fun.
That's our kind of show, ain't it?
Ooh. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to play everything from like John Clayton's moment on Monday when he shared with us that he only eats one meal a day to Chris Drieger's interview with us. It was a really fun interview we had with Chris Drieger. And that's, you know, heading into the Panthers playoffs, you want to get to know the players a little bit. We've got so much planned for tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a lot of fun. More texts. Hawk moving to that plaza is how he ends up 600 pounds and Chan cleaning his folds.
Nope.
It's true.
Nope. It not is the true. Latter. Not the latter it part. I'm true. Not touching your folds.
Yeah, no. Folds if you, I mean, if I can't clean myself under my folds and I'm getting sores, you'd have to.
No. I'm going to dump your big ass in a lake.
You're not going to be able to pull me out. Somebody texts in, Portillo's, Stuckey's, and White Castle. Oh, my God. Yep. I feel the same way.
What?
Somebody says, LOL, this guy keeps answering your questions like they're serious questions. Yeah, I mean, he's a reporter. I mean, what do you want?
He was locked in. Then I asked him a question about you loving food. He said, I'll leave that up to you guys.
Yeah, like he didn't even want to dip his toe in that. Somebody says, if you're on vacation in Orlando, why can't you wait to go back home to eat the food from your hometown? I think it's mostly Orlando natives that are in line there. Orlando's a big city, Dexter. I don't know if you're from around here or not, but Orlando, I mean, there's a lot of residents of Orlando.
Then the suburbs, they have Kissimmee. They have all kind of something, wilderness, something. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than people that don't go think it is. People think it's Disney, Epcot, and two gas stations.
It's a huge city.
Yeah.
You guys are great. This guy came on thinking it was a legit interview. Thanks for the great afternoon content. It was a legit interview. I'm just fascinated by White Castle, the six-hour line. Somebody says they sell White Castle burgers in the frozen section of the store. They are delicious, not much difference. You said you've had those, Solana, didn't you tell us yesterday?
Yeah, that's the only experience I've had with White Castle. I mean, they're fine for frozen foods, but you got to throw a lot of ketchup on them to make them digestible.
But you've never had an original White Castle burger either, right?
I've never been to White Castle. I've only had the frozen White Castle burgers from Publix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the bread. When you freeze something, that bread doesn't come back the same.
You know what? You're right. And the way, the way White Castle makes them, I believe they're steamed. Mm-hmm. I believe they're steamed. They have a unique flavor and texture because they're steamed, and obviously if you're just cooking them in your oven or the toaster oven, you're not going to get that steamed flavor.
Yeah, there's no crunch to a White Castle burger. It's
right
soft.
No, it's steamed. Steamed.
You can't redo that at home.
Bonk. Just wanted to throw that in.
Have you ever heard that real noise in life?
No, but it would make everything great, wouldn't it?
Where bonk was involved.
Somebody says, with all these new places to eat and no more masks, Florida's killing it. Yeah, Jack. A whole different world down here, man. See, this is why I think our show is so popular and unique. I mean, we could have done 4 hours today on, oh, woe is us, Bam Adebayo didn't step up when Jimmy Butler was out. But, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? We've got sliders to cover. We've got ass foot. We've got Chinese rockets dropping out of the sky.
I just want to know.
What are we doing here? I forgot. What are we doing here? How do you have that ready to go?
We have so many segments lined up.
What are we
that
doing
we
here?
Play.
Out of
Arnold Schwarzenegger never blinks in Terminator 2.
Wasn't he wearing sunglasses most of the time?
That's a fair point.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Two lavender smelling candles on nightstands, and I'm crawling up the bed like a lion with my shoulders rotating.
Ooh. I start lighting candles at 50. My wife goes, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, what are we doing here? Did we ever play this game, or we just made an open for it?
Just an open.
How the hell did you have that ready to go?
Quick, real quick back here.
What are we doing here? I mean, we did have a very, I will say, as much as I'm patting ourselves on the back for having fun, 2:45, we had a very sports radio segment. What would you give up for Aaron Rodgers with the Dolphins? I mean, we corrected it at 3 when we decided, would you give up your pinky toe for it? But that 2:45 segment was that was textbook sports radio. Would you give up 3 ones, 3 twos, an offensive starter and a defensive starter for Aaron Rodgers? So, you know what? We weren't perfect today.
You're welcome. Tell people.
All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Today is Cinco de Mayo, which is celebratory, but less than a month away, the official start of hurricane season. Not as celebratory, but I mean, you know, it's going to be here every year, whether you want it to or not. So I always say, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company I use to install PGT custom windows and doors in my home. You've got security when you have PGT custom windows and doors, protecting your home and your family. You've got a different feeling when hurricane season rolls around, because you don't have to put up those hurricane shutters that make you feel like you're living in a cave. You don't have to line up for plywood for hours. You want to talk about lining up for hours, at least line up for 6 hours at White Castle. At least there's a payoff. You get to eat some sliders and fries. Line up for 6 hours for plywood. Your payoff is about 20 hours worth of work outside your house. You get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. It is a game changer come hurricane season here in South Florida. So I am telling you, call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get the ball rolling so that PGT custom windows and doors can be installed in your home, so that when hurricane season rolls around, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Phone number for BNT, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 4 o'clock hour coming next here on Hockman and Crowder.
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.